Hello, Fighter at Warriors and Podbean. I'm live in my FT8 Muscle Strength Challenge. We had the lesson of the day there earlier. There were some refeed questions, but that wasn't really what we talked about. It became about you gotta know who you wanna be and not look into wanting to fit in with the herd. So everyone ends up with the same dichotomy of wondering why are you not happy when you have either achieved your goals or that you're living the way you used to, eat healthy and take care, and you wonder why do you want more, why can't you be happy and everything makes sense in your mind, how you should feel and how it should be, and it's not, and nobody can solve it, and everyone sits in a group pondering why. And then when you do sabotage or mess up or forget to care, then what happens? You sabotage, then you feel, you remember, right? Then we remember why it matters to care, why we feel amazing when we do think beyond the moment. When we don't go for marketing seize the day, instead we seize the training day, and we remember that, yeah, it looks fun today, this moment, but I know the consequence and I don't want to forget. That's the thing, to want to remember your why. So now I want to tell you from my perspective. Today, I'm so tired and I don't want to get energized because I want to be lazy. Now, why don't I just take a day off? Why don't I follow my mind's take the day off? You got the pains. You gotta walk around it, you're tired. You know, this is me. Because if I start acting like I wanna be average, which is that, I'm gonna go by the mood, so I'm gonna have the mood body. If I start picking my choices based on average, to always take the easy way out, to always remember to be kind of weak, to rather have people tell me, it's okay, Pauline, to be normal. Of course it's okay. But I don't have any ambition whatsoever to be okay or to be normal or to be just like everyone else. Because I am by default by being human. So any moment you have higher ambition, higher standards, you have an ideal. It's not about negotiating or compromising or telling to the world that, well, I would like that body, but, and that's the idea, but it's unrealistic, or, well, I don't have that body, or it would take a lot, it doesn't matter. So it's like, then you just have to let go. If you have a goal or a dream, like I have my priorities, I have my what I want, I don't want to spend my life explaining that to the ignorant or the unaware of why this matters to me. Because it's for me. I show up here, I climb on the bike to show the only one I care about that I show up for, that's me. I'm not doing this to tell the world I'm so good, I'm so strong. Because nobody gives an F, that's good. Because this is just my little struggle to win over myself. Because I wanna be more than just basic. Basic is to talk so much about how important things are, but not having any patience to work it. To keep on comparing about things we should do or not, which is, I sign up for what I do or not. I'm not following a protocol that I've been told this is and I'm gonna debate it forever. I have no interest to want to be kind of small-minded or, it's, you know, give myself excuses. Because it's not for me about being okay or to give myself an applaud or, I don't do what I do as punishment. I don't choose my high lofty goals because I think my body needs to be it. I've always wanted more with my body than the rest thinks my body should do. And I still don't listen. I couldn't care less about how people think I should reach this goal or that goal or do this or that. Do you know how many images, concepts, ideas, since I'm a public person, people have about me? And everyone thinks it's about me to be told I have a good looking body. Like, because I wouldn't do all this if I, like, imagine if I thought I was gonna hold on to a body that work through. Just think about this. Everyone believes that when you have enough good looking what you have achieved, all surface, your idea, your concept, your perception, you have this thing, ideal. Now imagine that you think you're gonna stay strong in the making to have the image. So let's say you're building a castle. You're gonna wait there with all the bricks and the foundation. You're gonna do it all while not at all enjoying that, because you have no want to build up and sustain and maintain a big castle, do you? But that's just what you want to tell yourself to stay motivated. And I don't buy that for myself, because I know if I wasn't willing to work the lifestyle and to want to change my mindset from entitlement to be typical, like I was before, I thought it was a human right to have pasta. It can't be, it's ridiculous to expect myself to not eat pasta for months. Yeah, I know. That was the first time I competed. I thought, not having pasta, that's absurd. Things change, because perception changes. So then, when all these coaches and trainers and models all kind of, I don't know, they just, the marketing is always about the body, to always look sexy, to always look something. It's like almost like every woman with a fitness goal, is she doing it to get laid? That's what I feel. I'm not into it for that reason. I do it because I love how it feels to work hard for myself. I do this because nothing beats feeling self-conquered. Nothing gives me more satisfaction than knowing I'm stronger than the rest. Here, it's not about my body. It just shows and exudes what I am in my mind, in my heart. But if I talk about strong and I quit on every little week when I want to be laying here, you know, my princess, I would be a princess. I would keep on quitting any of those tough ways. It would be like never showing up. Wrong. It would be like never showing up for heavy days, but I'm talking, I want to train heavy and hard. Now, all the expectations about what does it take and to be happy. Like, you gotta separate what you think is happy in mouth, greedy mouth, versus, you know, getting over this. That, listen, this weirdness that you think you're the only one about, that you have hunger here, but you're so full that you start to complain that you have such a stuffed stomach with fire. How can it be you still want food? This is crazy. No, it's not. You just have the entitlement that you should have want more. You are used to have whatever you want. And you have always filled up until you're so stuffed and feel nauseated, right? That's why you're there where you don't want to be. Because you thought you should be able to eat to stuffed and then be done. That if you can just kind of have a cheat day one more time, and you're going to feel so disgusted because you're going to eat until, ugh, I'm never going to have it again. And then you're going to talk about that. Then what happens? You forget that the taste and the desire comes back fast. And you also get used to want again, because why would you say no when you always give in? So then it's easier that everyone wants to kind of like solve it out on their own. You know why I don't, why I chase my own epiphany so hard? I was frustrated with myself being a copy of everyone else, talk, and then don't live up to it. I didn't want to be like that. So I got mad and pissed over and over until the moment came where I can't be in denial anymore. I don't want to hear my own story. I know all the ways I could try and all the kind of weird realities, like the stories I could make up in my mind about how that makes sense. All the needles in the haystack, except for looking at the hay in front of me. Yeah. So I feel that there's a lot of wrong kind of focus on what kind of body should you work for in looks. And I'm thinking, why do we even talk about the bodies when you have nothing to talk about bodies before you have lived the lifestyle the body requires? But that's not cute nowadays, because now everyone believes that you should just go Ozempic or weight loss, and then if you can run or lose fast or something, you forget you need to build muscle. You can't just lose fat. And number two, what do you think you can do to do speed it up? If you want to speed up getting lean, you know what you should do? Watch your own actions, everyday behavior. Don't tell yourself a story. Don't live believing you're gonna suddenly, because you heard me say something, or you read something, or you saw a photo, all of a sudden, aha, now I know everything. It's like this complex of human mind thinking, now we found the one solution, great, now we know it all. And then nothing happens. The same thing over and over again. The same repetition again. You're motivated when you start over. You're never gonna go back on this because this is too important for you. And you say you're not gonna care about people's opinion because you care more. You say that when you have when you still have a lot of energy to work off your junk. But then after a few days, when you haven't been lean enough, which is absurd, right? Because we expect too soon to be lean, which just takes weeks to have what you want in 2 days. Now you get discouraged because reality isn't your mind. You are living a fairy tale. You're listening to marketing, or I don't know, a coach or a trainer tells you that this is the way because they can get more money out of you. You're never learning. That's why at times I feel, why are all these women so, don't understand, I'm not the enemy. I'm not your guy who you should, he's bad. I am the only one who stands up to you and tells you the truth you need to hear before too long, because you need the time to work to become that strong-minded person who knows what you want and what is, so you can protect it and keep it up and build it up, because you need time. You're all stressed out about getting results a lot, but I'm saying you don't know, you don't have a plan on how you're gonna keep it up, to keep on building it up, because you just think, I'm gonna work to a deadline. And that deadline is like a refeed, a celebration, a marriage, or whatever. You forget the after diet life, the after. When it comes from project to reality, you realize you had never planned to make it a reality, did you? Because all you care about is up to that deadline, like death. What are you planning? To have it up there and then die? So why do people do it? Well, it's not to seize the moment. It's pretty much just denying that you have to invest in yourself like you do a retirement fund, or a garden, or a house, or a family, or a career. Except for only you can show up for yourself. Nobody else can do it. Nobody. There's nobody in the whole world who can train and shape your mind to manifest in the body. And if you can, it's not gonna last, because it's gonna be on weird ways that you never can live up to anyway. So when you say that fire rot isn't a realistic or something, it's more that you haven't come into the understanding what is to be lean and strong and strong-minded. What does it mean to show up for yourself? This is it. To not take your own bull story over and over and over, you know it. Because you do not want anymore to have another little drug journey together, right? Because that's a cheat. You know, if I could do this, this would be how I would play it out. Let's say I've been so happy and lean and strong for time, months, and then all of a sudden I get my diet depression. Everything goes blues. I'm not getting the same fix out of it anymore. My body is lean and shredded. I look amazing, but I don't even care about it anymore because now it's the same. I take it for granted. Then if I keep on, I can keep up my willpower, my discipline, keep on eating the way I want, refeed and all, I'm still not satisfied. There's still that pull, that need something, the greed in me. It's not full, it's a physical hunger, it's mental, psychological, emotional. So if I then want that, if I cannot moderate, what happens? I'm gonna make it forbidden. That's why it's so stupid, all the diets with fat, keto, and kind of extreme vegan, everything that eliminates, because the whole planet is trying to eliminate all you love so you can never be happy, right? Because it's too tough for humans to want to learn to have some so you can have it all. Every human wants to insist on, I can't have it all, so I'm gonna have nothing. But when, what happens? You have no happiness at all because you can never have a little, so you can only have it all. So then you keep on trying to be a diet person and to live for your body look. So then, oh, everyone says, you look amazing, you look strong. Yeah, but how do you feel? You feel like you're walking around in eggshells because you can never satisfy your hunger. And that's gonna blow up huge, not just emotional, but physical, because you're too scared of learning how to eat to be satisfied and full because it might show on the scale, which I know you all say you love to not be on anymore. Until I say, yeah, but how are you then staying accountable? What has happened, right? Because it's so nice to get off all the pressure from yourself and from everyone else. But what happens after is that you weaken. Unless you want to be free and do all this willingly out of your heart, out of your passions, you can handle all the struggle and all the people's not understanding and why you feel unrelated, you don't have friends, because they are all into herd, junk, trash, and they hate on your body because they think fitness and strength and health are shallow things. Because they think the body is a sign that if you look strong, that you only look for surface, yeah. And the thing is, it's completely different. It's completely the opposite. That it takes the hardest, strongest, most refined mind to have the body that everyone thinks is shallow. So, again, who do you listen to? Whose opinions do you care about? People like that who are so ignorant, so small-minded, and have no clue? Because they would never want to live a life where you're put to the test to be a diamond instead of just raw rock. No. Because most people have no ambition to do more with all the dreams and goals than to talk about it. And then they love to put up a kind of block, an obstacle, that you can always blame for the reason why you don't do what you want to do that is in your heart. That way you have a safety net. You don't have to do anything, nobody can say anything, and then put everything else in front of you, put yourself last, and then self-love, right? Love yourself, but only if you're perfect. Love yourself, but only if you put everyone else first. Love yourself, but only if you can make other people kind of think that you are appreciated. You're beautiful, because all you search for, women, are to be some kind of sex object. Yeah, I'm saying it. You all are too into it, wanting to be all that for everyone else, but for you, you don't care. Because your own love, your own heart, your own self-happiness, self-worth, not enough unless someone else endorses it. And that's my thing. That of all the things I want you to do, my clients, that you think that I'm too hard on, a little bit of daily self-pep talking, a little bit of remembering that if you don't do it, nobody else cares. Nobody's gonna care about your dream, your health, your well-being. How does that feel? So if you don't show up for yourself, and you kind of don't want to be honest, because you know I'm gonna tell you the truth, you are not gonna be able to be happy if you think it's holding on to an image, a body, a look, a scale, because you forget the lifestyle, the way you eat and train and think, that is the practice, that's a meditation on life. It's the only way to live because you think for the whole picture, not just your little greedy mind. And that's what we all need. We need to really step out of our own entitled, bitchy attitude about how we think it should be. And then just be happy that we have bodies, that we have things that we are fighting for. It's not to take away, because think about it. If you had nothing to prove to yourself, and you had no ambitions, you didn't have to wait to reward. You know what everything would be? Monotonous, boring, same, same. It would be like you were born with all the perfect fitness model life and never see it because you always had it. So that's what I mean. That I have nobody who pups talk me. I never asked for it. Because I didn't ever want to outsource my relying on motivation. I know there's nobody in the whole world who's gonna show up for me. I don't trust anyone. They're all gonna quit because I'm gonna keep going. And that's the way my life is, that I don't wait for anyone. I don't hold back. I don't wait to slow myself down or to think, oh, they're not gonna like me. Oh, I can't say this because then I'm too honest. I just rather just be honest with you so you understand that there is only one way to make fitness happy and healthy. That is to keep on showing up until you get those epiphanies over and over. And to not want to repeat being the same broken record because it becomes so frustrating for you. That's why I'm not in for my knee. I don't have any time in my life to have another day of self-pity for no reason. That's my policy. So it's up to you to set your own, but hey, it's really good to just want to be strong and work for it instead of just thinking, oh, I wish I was. Because you can wish, that's all you got. It's gonna do nothing. So take this to heart, guys. If you keep on messing up and how long you've been doing it, give yourself a little project. Okay, I'm gonna stop being a bull person. I'm gonna do this once and not do, I'm gonna try to be my own role model. I'm gonna try to lead me, because you're not leading yourself. You're not. If you don't do what I do here regularly, you gotta keep on showing up for yourself, make contact to yourself. So now I'm done. And you bet I'm gonna train the F out of me here, because I could have rested today, but I don't want to, because this is, I planned this, I'm gonna do it. I know I can override it. That's what makes me strong. I don't wanna be weak, so I don't behave like it. That's what you need to know, guys. That's your coach. And if you don't like it, I'm not gonna change that. Sorry. Bye bye, have a great weekend.